From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. European Union interior ministers, over the objection of four countries, approved a controversial quota plan Tuesday to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The interior ministers adopted the plan by a majority vote ahead of a Wednesday summit of EU leaders in which several central European countries will have a chance to again voice their opposition to the country-by-country quota proposal. The Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovakia, and Romania all voted against the quota plan, while Finland abstained. Nearly 500,000 migrants, 40% of them Syrians, have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East. The United Nations Refugee Agency said the constant stream of migrants is so large it called for the opening of refugee reception centers on the EU perimeter. Pope Francis headed for the United States Tuesday, shortly after celebrating a third and final Mass in Santiago, Cuba, urging Cubans to rediscover their Catholic heritage and live a revolution of tenderness. Francis spoke at a Mass at the Basilica of the Virgin of Charity of El Cobre, the country's holiest shrine, with President Raúl Castro attending. The Pope's homily, in a country whose 1959 revolution installed an atheist communist government that sought to replace the church as a guiding force in people's lives, was the latest in a series of carefully worded critiques of the Cuban system during his four-day trip. During a visit to the shrine Monday, the Pope prayed for reconciliation among all Cubans. Vatican spokesman Federico Lombardi said Monday the Pope's trip was aimed partly at encouraging progress in the continuing effort to normalize U.S.-Cuba ties. This is VOA News. The front-runner in Taiwan's presidential race is proposing to talk with countries involved in an old maritime dispute that has become a potential military flashpoint in East Asia. Her approach could throw Taiwan further into a fray after decades on the sidelines. Ralph Jennings reports for VOA in Taipei.
Leading Taiwan presidential candidate Tsai Ing-wen told a group of foreign diplomats Tuesday that if elected, she will pursue dialogue with Brunei, China, Malaysia, Vietnam, and the Philippines, each of which claim all or parts of the South China Sea. Each has a stake in the 3.5 million square kilometer sea that is rich in fisheries, commercial shipping lanes, and possibly fossil fuel reserves. Tsai said diplomacy is the key to resolving the dispute.
We will actively work to reduce tension in regional flashpoints, such as the South China Sea, where confrontation is threatening to roll back decades of peaceful relations in the region.
In May, Taiwan's current president, Ma Ying-jeou, proposed a peace plan under which the other governments set aside sovereignty disputes and work jointly on resource exploration. Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Washington State Tuesday for his first visit to the United States. He is expected to engage in talks on how U.S. and China can collaborate on nuclear energy, smarter electricity use, and other clean technologies. Xi's speech in Seattle later Tuesday will be his only major policy address while here in the United States. In written comments published early Tuesday in response to questions from the Wall Street Journal, Xi said his government takes cybersecurity seriously and that cyber criminals, including hackers stealing commercial secrets, should be punished according to the law and international conventions. China has also been a victim of hacking and denied any governmental role in stealing business data. Burkina Faso army troops have entered the capital Ouagadougou to negotiate the surrender of coup leaders, while the French ambassador says interim president Michel Kafando has been released. An army statement said the armed forces are converging on the capital in an attempt to end the government takeover without bloodshed. On Monday, coup leader General Gilbert Diendéré said in a statement that he will step down as the country's de facto leader at the conclusion of talks mediated by the Economic Community of West African States. German car manufacturer Volkswagen says 11 million cars worldwide were fitted with software that was designed to cheat U.S. emission tests. It announced on Tuesday that it is putting aside some $7.3 billion to handle the cost of changing the software and other expenses in hopes of winning back the trust of our customers. Along with having to pay to fix the rigged cars, Volkswagen could face as much as $18 billion in fines. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.